This is Body and Soul, and I'm Marnie T. Now, without a good night's sleep, we can all be shells of our formal and normal functioning selves, but those valuable hours of shadow can actually be easier said than done. And Body and Soul's Dr. D is joining us this morning with some surprising sleep facts and, thankfully, some handy sleep solutions. Dr. D, welcome to Body and Soul. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are some of the common misconceptions about sleep these days?
Well, I've noticed the main one is a lot of people seem to think that getting drunk will help them sleep well, but that alcohol, in fact, will make their sleep lighter and also make them go to the toilet more often during the night. Caffeine is also the main problem in coffee or caffeinated drinks and even hot chocolate, and as well, obviously, nicotine and cigarettes. These are all stimulants and will prevent sleep.
How badly does it actually affect us, though?
The average person does need to have 6 or 7 hours a night, and studies have shown that over many years, if you have less than this amount, then those people will actually live less time than otherwise they would have done, maybe by 5 or 10 years off their life expectancy. Sleep deprivation over time will also mean you concentrate less. It can cause anxiety, stress, hallucinations, lack of sex drive. Also, it will affect children in terms of their growth, and obviously at school it will really affect their performance.
What are the best sleep solutions to getting a better night's rest if you're there thinking, my goodness, I just want to go to sleep?
At first, try the simple things, such as make sure your bedroom is completely dark, comfortable temperature, and that there's no noise about. Don't lie awake in bed for hours and hours if you just can't sleep. Maybe get up, have a warm bath, read a brilliant novel that you love, or get somebody that you really like to give you a good massage. If you have a partner or another friend you can call on, making love will help you sleep well as well. And of course, don't drink caffeine or smoke 4 to 6 hours before you want to go to sleep. Try and exercise daily, and if possible, do try and go to bed at the same time every night. Try and get into your day routine as soon as you can.
Well, Dr. D, as always, thank you for your time and your expertise today. For more info on Dr. D, you can check out our website.